哎呀，哎呀，哎呦，哎呀，
哎呀。Page three. Now let's see. Raise your left leg and kick, at the same time shouting.
What does that mean?
That means, ouch! I pulled a flaming muscle.
My turn now, Greg.
Oh, all right, right. Lift your right hand and raise two fingers. No, not like that. Yes, that's it. Now draw your arm back.And come at me.
Hi-ya.
Come at me.
Hi-ya.
Strike like the lightning whiplash of the cobra.
Hi-ya.
With the speed of a raging panther.
Hi-ya.
Faster than the eye can see.
Hi-ya.
You missed.
Well, you moved.
Well, you're so slow.
That's the way they do it. I've seen it on telly.
Honestly, that's in slow motion, you fool.
Oh,
dear, dear. Right, you...Stand there.
You're not going to hurt me, are you?
Slightly.
I don't want to be hurt.
Now, Tim, there is an old Chinese proverb. The king of kung fu doesn't cry a lot. You just stay there. This is called attacking the nerve points. Delayed reaction.
Don't get out. Graham, they'll begin to talk. Okay. Now what? Oh, hello, what's the matter with him then?
I killed him.
Oh, you are careless, you really are, honestly. What's for dinner, Greg?
We were doing kung fu.
I'm not eating that. My noodles in it, doesn't it? Makes me throw off.
Kung fu, it's the lethal Chinese martial art.
Oh, that kung fu. Load of rubbish, doesn't work, that.
What happened?
Hey, I see. That proves it, doesn't it? He said he was dead. Like Chinese food, that is. Half an hour later, you have to kill him again. Now, how are you there? Oh, that's the reason you're using that book. That's useless. You might as well get rid of it. Now, take up a hydra!
Fun? How'd you do it?
Well, I know a thing or two about martial arts myself, you know, I do. Oh, yeah.
Hang on a minute, have a go at these. Max Bygrave's latest. Sleep Along a Max, volume 98.
Okay. Ah, Kenny! Ah! Oh, crap.
Ah, not so clever, are you?
Tell you something, mate. If I wanted to, I could smash those to smithereens.
Oh, I wish you would.
Ah, yes. But it wouldn't be with your lousy kung fu. A lot of old Chinese junk, that is. No, kung fu, hapkido, karate. I tell you, mate, they all pale into insignificance before the infinitely more subtle and superior Lancastrian martial art of what I happen to be a master.
You are not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Is it good for hurting people?
Honest. Really? You come on like a poncy public school pansy. Underneath, you're a savage little devil, you, are you? Yeah, well, I'm telling you, mate, it is not just thumping people.
Bet it is.
You'll get a bunch of these in a minute, you will. Now, if you really want to know, the art of what I speak is a total philosophy, a self-discipline of mind, body and spirit. Allow me to elucidate.
You do and you clean it up yourself.
Long time ago... I journeyed for to seek out true enlightenment. Many days I wandered until I came to the mystic east. Fish and chip shop in Rochdale High School. Nip round back. They will find the gateway to age-old Lancastrian martial art of Ecky Thump. The door were opened by one of the exquisitely delicate ladies of the temple. I stated that I wished to become a disciple of Ecky Thump. She demanded proof of my devotion. And now we're in. Whoa! Ha ha ha!
I was given a ritual bath to cleanse my imperfect body, and the water was softened with exotic unguents. And my aching muscles were relieved by the maiden's delicate massage. To then, I were ready for robing ceremony, and I were given the small flat hat of a novice in the art of Ekithorpe. I then partook of traditional local foods. All disciples dined together. Now that day, I wore hat of a novice. Soon I would aspire to wear hat of a master. And in time, even hat of a grandmaster. Now at moment, we met our grandmaster. And he were grand. He were full of wise sayings such as,
"There's no wrong way out. What mither and clutterbucks don't barley grum it."
Right now, I enjoyed subtle delicacies that are the carefully chosen diet of them as would become perfect in body and mind. Black pudding, chip butties, tripe, and a piece of parkin for afters. In meditation room. There I pondered the purity of my soul in peace and quiet, the air heavy with mystic scents. And now for first lessons in control of my body, we learnt the ritual greeting and perfect control of our limbs and movements. Ready to join master class. Every day I learnt new skills. But only for peaceable purposes. Came day, I were almost ready to be taught the final ultimate secret of Ekithorpe. Now, in utter secrecy, the Grand Master taught us ultimate art. I were proclaimed a black belt and braces. Now I myself were truly a grandmaster.
And the secret? Come on, he didn't tell us the secret.
Ah, as the laughter of the mute swan is silent, so too is the secret of Ekithorpe.
But how do you hurt people?
Ah, does not the gorilla have a fearsome jaw, and yet he eats not meat?
Don't come the Mabel Lucy Atwell with us.
Now, look, the whole point of Ekithorpe is you never use it. Far too dangerous.
Yeah, but you can tell us.
No, I'm sorry, sorry. Rather than divulge, I would commit Harry Corbett. Suffice it to say that I could do you two in. Just like that.
Just like what?
I'm not telling you, am I?
Oh, listen, you little pipsqueak. Tell us the secret or I'll belt you one.
You do and you'll... Yes, yes. Ah, no. You don't catch me like that. My lips are sealed.
I'll smash your face in.
You're playing with fire, Tim.
The ear.
Don't get me going, Graham. I'm warning you.
Tell us.
No, get me going.
Tell
us. I'll not be responsible for myself, you know.
Tell us.
No, Tim, I don't want to have to hurt you. I'm really... Graham, you're taking a big risk. You are. You'll get hurt. You really will. You'll get hurt.
Miserable, jumped-up, squitty little goblin.
Oh, well, you can't provoke me. Oh, no. I'm totally immune to insults, you know. Oh, yes. I shall quite simply sit down very, very serenely and eat my black pudding.
You yucky, grimy, scruffy, self-righteous dwarf. Puff. Weirdo.
Beat me?
Chelsea supporter.
Oh, you nearly died.
Oh, he's not gonna crack, he'll never tell us.
No, I'm not.
Well, if he's not gonna tell us the secret of Ekithorpe, I shall not, after all, tell him about my Uncle Taffy, who practices the even more deadly Welsh martial art of
Yakida.
Well, I want to know.
In that case, you probably don't want to know about the mysteries revealed to me by my cousin Pierre, master of the French martial art of Orion.
What's that all about?
Never you mind.
And I shan't even allude.
Allude not?
To my wee cousin Hamish, who has a black sporran in the Scottish martial art of Hoots Toots Ochai the Loo.
Mention him not, Grey, as indeed I shall not mention my Uncle Izzy, who is the Golders Green Oi Vi champion. Come on, you're making them all up.
Oh, no, we're not.
Well, I don't care. I could lick the lot of them, I could.
Oh, yes, how?
All right. Right, you've got me going now, you really have. But on your own heads be it. I challenge you two and all your relations to a trial of martial arts tomorrow at dawn on Primrose Hill, and I trust they'll all be there.
Not all at once.
Not
tomorrow. No, well, I don't care. I don't care. They don't stand a chance. Tomorrow, I reveal the secret of Icky Thump.
Couldn't you just tell us now?
No, I could not. But I'll be fair. I'll give you due warning. Watch out for the,
goodies! Goody, goody, yum, yum.
In the new thing, fire on comments. That is Icky Thump. Kung Fu. Think about and why.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Do I cry at all?
Sting like a bee. Oh, boy. Wow. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Et bonjour, avec mon pain,
as you do.
Close.
Yeah.
I don't know why you had to get plastered in that position.
I want to be ready for him.
Hey, hey!
I can't move, Greg.
Well, of course you can't, you fool. Sit down.
Oh!
Right, you comfy now?
No.
Good. Icky Thump. You know, it's our own fault. We should have let him keep his little secret.
Little secret? He just belted us with black puddings.
It's extremely effective.
No, extremely hard.
Yeah, but he's put kung fu in its place, hasn't he? Look, there's not a single kung fu class left in the country. All gone over to Icky Thump.
Absolutely correct. Do you want to learn, dear? I'm holding a class tonight, the Cricklewood Women's Institute. I'll let you in if you drag up.
I thought it was supposed to be a secret.
Well, I do not teach it to anyone unless they can convince me that they do not intend to abuse it.
How do they convince you?
£10 a lesson. Well, anyway, who am I to deprive the world of a little harmful fun, eh? I've just had John Conte on the phone. Ask him where he can buy a pudding. Oh, yes, and tomorrow I start shooting my first full-length, full-colour, gratuitously violent and very badly dubbed Icky Thump movie.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, and there will be many more.
Oh, there won't.
There will.
At the Odeon, Trafalgar Square, Bill Oddie in King of Icky Thump. The Rex, Manchester. Walt Disney presents Icky Thump meets Mary Potter. Directed by Ken Wong Russell. The Fido, Birmingham. Bill Oddie is Big Pud. The Fleepit, Bognor. Bill Oddie in Savage Puddings. The Classic, Tokyo. Icky Thump in Ladies' Clothes. Enter with Dragon.
Good evening, and tonight in Nationwide, we look at the latest cult to sweep the country. The Lancashire martial art of Icky Thump, which has already gained thousands of followers. Rochdale, quiet Lancashire beauty spot. This is where it all began. But now the craze is starting to spread. Already, Icky Thump is said to be causing grave concern in government circles, since police measures have so far proved inadequate.
Quite fascinating, and I'm now going to put this question to a prominent psychiatrist. Tell me, very briefly, just what lies behind the extraordinary popularity of this cult?
Mindless violence is nothing new.
Thank you very much. And now, the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Shut the door, it's weak parking. Now, what can I do for thee, me old flower?
Bill, stop it.
No, please, Bill, no longer. I am Grandmaster of Tickled. You must address me by my official title, High Priest Ibargoon.
I'm not calling you Ibargoon.
Ecky Thump! Flipping heck!
No. That's flipping heck him over there.
But I am forgetting our traditional Lancastrian hospitality. I must summon our lovely geishas to perform tea ceremony. Right little crackers, aren't they, eh? Hey, come on, port tea, lass. Grand. Oh. Let tea ceremony commence. Come on, sup up, lad. Get it down, you. Hey, come here. I'm Reed Chuck. You've come to join us, you know.
We have not come to join you.
No, we haven't.
Ah, you daft beggars. Doesn't I know? Icky Thump's biggest thing since chip butties. It's catching on the north, eh?
It's causing chaos. Look, it's got to stop.
Stop. No, nay, Chucky. I'd not stop now. Nay, not for up, not putting Oswald Twistle.
Think, where's it all going to end?
It's going to end in a grand people's uprising, Chucky.
They're not serious.
I'm serious, all right. I tell you something. Whilst there's tripe on the pikelets, there's nowt wrong way out. That's just one of the many thoughts of Chairman E. Bygoon, as contained in my little red book.
Hey! Oh, now you've gone too far.
Well, we'll see about that swank pot. Tomorrow, I lead march on Westminster to take over Parliament. Hey! Night of long knives. We'll have nothing on. Day of black puddings. And I'll tell us someone else. By tomorrow night, I shall be in charge. So spread that on your parking and munch it. Come on, out we go.
Right. That is the end of civilization as we know it.
Not necessarily. Now, how are we going to stop him?
I don't know.
I do.
Well, how?
Well, obvious, isn't it? Look, he's useless without his pudding.
Aren't we all?
How are we going to get our hands on his pudding?
Well, most of all, on everybody's pudding.
Exactly. So, if only we knew where they got them from.
Hey, hang on, look at this. Tomorrow's orders. Revolution will start at 1100 hours sharp. Weather permitting. Oh. Requirements to be collected 10 million black puddings from Beckinpah's perfect puddings, non-blacker.
So this is how they make black puddings, is it?
Yeah, it makes your mouth water, doesn't it?
Shh, never mind that.
What are you doing, Gray?
Putting them all in.
What are they?
10 million little electronic miracles.
Ray, look at this. Graham, this is no time to fool around.
I'm sorry.
Look, I found the recipe. 500 gallons of pig's blood, 3 gross of calf's stomachs, 400... Oh, poor little Tom kittens. Monosodium glutamate. Ew. Rat's brains, dung. Hey, get out of that!
What?
You'll absolutely ruin the flavour. No, these are top quality delicacies, these puddings. What have you just put in there?
Ha ha, miniaturised radio control receivers. And any minute now. Look at that. The very first radio controlled black pudding.
Amazing! Amazing! Stunning! Unbelievable! What's it for?
With this, we shall foil the Ecky Thump Rebellion. We shall turn their black puddings against them.
Broken nose and two black eyes, a wild philosophy. We would like to point out that Ecce Thump is the ancient Lancastrian art of self-defense. If practiced by the untrained, it could be dangerous.